morning, everybody. You may have a seat.
Here are today's announcements. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers at the church's email address, bourneviallions@shaw.ca. Our children's infant to 3 years old and ARC Sunday School age 4 to grade 5 will be dismissed after the singing time. Our Summer Jam Kids Camp, which runs August 18th to 22nd, you can sign up online or their paper copies out in the foyer in the registration table. This Thursday is going to be a movie night again. The doors here at the church open at 6:15. It's the movie The Shack. The movie will start at 6:30 and there'll be popcorn and everything else. On Sunday, June 8th, we're going to have our high school grads as part of our church celebration. On Sunday, June 15th, we'll be having our annual church picnic after the morning service. This is a great event to bring your friends to. Please sign up for the picnic at the Welcome Center as well. There's a sheet there. If you'd like prayer today, there'll be people in the back corner that will pray with you. That's all our announcements.
Thanks, Lewis. If you'd like to stand, we'll just carry on with the music. Thank you for coming this morning, guys. Thank you for joining us and choosing to be in community this morning to worship the Lord together. It's really good. That reminder today. Sometimes life is a lot, right? Comes at us pretty fast. None of us are exempt from that, but God is everything, everywhere, and he's in everything, and he's just like right there. And I even just have to say, like, this morning I'm a little bit wound up inside, so if all of the songs are really fast, I'm super sorry. But I'm just asking the Lord to just help me be right here, right now, just in his love, like we just sang, right? So thank you for joining in. We need your clapping hands now.
Thank you. take up my cross, Jesus. For you are my guide, whatever the cost, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My heart is yours. My heart is yours. Take it all. Take it all.
God, for your peace and your presence and the promises that you offer of just being with us through all the things. Just thank you for this morning and this place and the way you've gathered us together as a community and a body, and help us to love each other in your name, Jesus, as we go from here. Amen. Kids, you're free to go to Sunday school, and it's greeting time.
good.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we will be using Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21, to guide our common prayer. This is a text that I recently read in a small group, and Paul actually is offering a prayer in chapter 3, so we're going to kind of follow along with his words. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In adoration, verses 14 and 15. In the opening of his prayer, Paul declares the proper posture before the one who is the source of all life and every good thing. In your heart, reflect on the greatness of our God, verses 14 and 15. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. Father, we humbly come before you this morning, knowing that everything derives from you. You are the one to whom we bend the knee. There is no other. In confession, verses 16 and 17. Paul compels us to confess how often we fail to recognize that Christ now dwells in us by the power of his Spirit, and that we are daily being rooted and grounded in his love. Verses 16 and 17. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in his love. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. So often it seems we aid and abet the enemy of our souls, who is attempting to uproot us from your incredible love. This morning, we offer repentance, and by the strength of your Spirit, we seek to be conformed to your image. In thanksgiving, verses 18 and 19. Paul bewilders us in these verses when he says, that you may comprehend and know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. How do those fit together? Comprehend and know the love that surpasses all knowledge. We often want to reason, calculate, and quantify. But this is impossible with the vast love of Christ. But Paul believes that we can know this love relationally, that the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ can be realized through his dwelling in us and our dwelling in him. Verses 18 and 19. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Spirit of the living God, come among your people this morning. Give us an awareness of this love that surpasses knowledge and fills us with the fullness of God. We long to be in communion with you, Triune God of grace, and we thank you that there is a way through Christ Jesus our Lord. In supplication, verses 20 and 21. In verses 20 and 21, Paul reveals supplication is not merely asking for things we desire, but that the work of the Spirit within us, conforming us to the image of Christ, is what we must most deeply desire. Though it is so often hidden and covered by pointless and wicked desires, however, as the living God is sanctifying us, Christ transforms and subdues our desires. His desires become our desires, and our desires become his. Verses 20 through 21. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Father, this morning we pray that you would continue your work in us and conform us to the image of your Son, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Help us to discover that our life is hidden in Christ Jesus. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, this morning, we lift up the Cornell family, Diane, Lou and Harold, Ryan, Terry and John, Monique and Wilfred, Evelyn and Leona, Brad, Terry Lynn and their family, Isaac and Corrine's family, Roman and Lori, Judith and Danny, and Jerry. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of the people that make up Mournville Alliance. And as a community of followers of Jesus, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Today's scripture reading comes from Hebrews 4, 6 to 13. So God's rest is there for people to enter, but those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering his rest, and that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Now, if Joshua has succeeded in giving them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter this rest. If we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fail. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable.